Now, though, we got to get serious for a short while. Very serious, actually, because today is National Tackle Kids Cancer Day. And on the line to talk about it is Anthea Lewis of Cancer, the Cancer Association of South Africa, a TLC coordinator, meaning Tough Living with Cancer coordinator. Anthea, thanks for chatting to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity.
Anthea, start off please by telling us what National Tackle Cancer Kids Cancer Day is and why it's important.
Well, the whole of September is dedicated to Childhood and Teenage Cancer Awareness Month. And for today, we want to draw everybody's attention to the fact that if cancer is detected early in children, treatment can start early, therefore increasing the child or teenager's chances of survival.
Yeah, in that way, I would imagine that education is absolutely key because unawareness costs lives.
Most definitely, awareness is key and is essential. And we found out that our target audience most of the time is children, and once you teach children about the risk factors of cancer, you teach them about being sun smart, they will take that message home. So our key audience is children, because we know that the message does go home once they've listened to someone explaining something to
them. I'm really glad you gave me that example, because I was struggling to get my head around how on earth one could educate such an extremely serious subject to children. And when you say children, I'm presuming we're talking, what, 4 to 12. What are you defining as kids? Who's your audience?
4 to 12 is what we identify as children. And as you know, that we've got children as young as 1 month being diagnosed with cancer. So you will hear a two-year-old really relaying the story of how they were diagnosed with cancer. They will talk about, because their dialogue is different to another two-year-old, because they will talk about chemo, they will talk about IT, they will talk about having a drip put in and things like that, where for other children, it might be about Lego, it might be Lilo and Stitch. But for a child fighting cancer, their dialogue changes drastically the minute they are confronted with a disease called cancer, or the minute they hear you have cancer.
My mind's just trying to get around this issue. I mean, do they have any inkling or understanding of the seriousness of the diagnosis? Obviously not in all cases, but just in general. How does one communicate, or should one even communicate, that level of detail to children?
I found over the years that the best policy is to just be open and honest with them with regard to cancer, because there is just a level of maturity with a child going through cancer. So we try to explain it in bite-sized form to them, depending on the age. But once children is 8 and 9, you can actually, you know, talk to them directly about cancer. And also, as you know, that our children is glued to their cell phones and to their tablets. And who is their best friend? It is Dr. Google. So it's best to be from the beginning, because the child will catch one phrase and they will run to Dr. Google with that.
Very, very, very interesting. I hadn't actually thought about that. So what would be the unique challenges that children face as opposed to adults?
I think with children is the fact that here in South Africa, we don't really have a lot of chemo drugs that's specifically designed for children. So when the children's drugs or chemos don't work, then we switch over to the adult chemos. And if you see the side effects that the chemo has on an adult, imagine if a child is then using those chemo, imagine the side effects that they are suffering with. And so it's really challenging for a child to be diagnosed with cancer, because there is so much uncertainty. As with anyone, there's so much uncertainty around the disease itself.
Sure. And tell me something else. In what way does your organization support young patients and their families?
So our role starts from start of diagnosis right to our treatment. We also assist on the palliative side, and then we also supply. We also have accommodation for children and teenagers, where they can stay with their parent whilst receiving chemo or radiation. So our accommodation is for children who is fighting cancer, but they're well enough to stay with us, but they're not yet well enough to go home, or the financial complications of having to come in for daily radiation, hence them staying with us. So we facilitate that, and we try to give them a home away from home experience.
You're a pretty remarkable woman yourself, in that I believe that you're a three-time breast cancer survivor. And I'm interested in how your personal journey has shaped the way you're able to support kids with cancer.
My cancer journey definitely was not an easy one, as we were three in my family that was diagnosed with cancer. And I was, besides the physical part of the diagnosis, I was the emotional and the financial part is really what got to me. There was a point where I was homeless and I
Oh
ended
my
up in a
goodness.
shelter.
Oh my
And I will
goodness.
always say God sometimes take us to the point of nothingness, not to appreciate material things, but to appreciate the gift of life.
Wow.
So for me, working with these children is definitely not work. It's a calling. That is what gets me up every day, and that is why I show up every day. We've lost a lot of children last month, but I still show up for the others because I believe that my job is not done yet.
Quite a remarkable woman, Anthea. Really quite a remarkable woman. Final question for you this afternoon. If listeners want to support cancer, how do you suggest they best do that?
There's various ways to support. Not everybody can stand next to the bed of a child or teenager diagnosed with cancer. So we have our sustainability projects, which is our shave-a-thon, where people can come and shave their hair in support of someone that is going through a cancer journey. We do have our cuppas for cancer. And then for us at the care homes is you're welcome to just see the needs list of the various TLC facilities that we have. We have one at Steve Biko. We've got Limpopo, and I'm based on the premises of Tygerberg Hospital. But for any questions with regards to the TLC program and how they can get involved, how they can support, I can give you our toll-free number, which is 0800 22 6622. And if there is a parent today whose child has been diagnosed with cancer, please go and visit our cancer website. There is so much information with regards to childhood cancer and also fact sheets with regards to the different types of cancers that children and teenagers are being diagnosed with.
Anthea, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.